As I said to you, nothing disturbs us, shaitan, more than dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we find in the Quran and in the Sunnah that there has been a great emphasis on reciting al-dhikr. Yani the only worship in the Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us, the only worship in the Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us to make the most of is dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. Yani, shuf in Surah Al-Anfal, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Make dhikr of Allah in abundance. In Al-Ahzab وَالذَّاكِرِينَ Allah كَثِيرًا. Those who make abundant dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Surah Al-Ahzab, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. There is no other worship in the Quran that you and I are told to make plenty and plenty of other than al-dhikr. You see the importance of dhikr in controlling al-waswas in your life. 13 times mentioned in the Quran. Other than يعني, as-sujood, which is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that يعني, for a person to make plenty of sujood, meaning plenty of salat. But then even then, when you look at that hadith, as-sujood is the highest form of dhikr. Why? Because the body is in dhikr, the limbs are in dhikr, they've made sujood, the heart is in dhikr, and the tongue is in dhikr when it says Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And what we mean by this is the morning dhikr, the afternoon dhikr, a dhikr before you sleep, when you wake up, every movement, whatever you do in life, al-dhikr is always going to keep you protected. And that's how you're going to earn khans min ash-shaytan. That's how you're going to keep him away and keep him small and keep him disappearing, keep on disappearing in your life. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So, مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. فَإِذَا الشَّيْطَانِ is weak. That's the word khannas. It highlights his weakness. Allah Azza wa Jal, when he described the shaytan, he said, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. That the evil planning and plotting and the whispering of a shaytan has always been weak. But you know, the waswas of the shaytan is only weak when you fight it with a dhikr and worship. Otherwise it's going to be strong. Yani imagine now if someone was fighting you. If you just let him keep hitting you, then he's always going to be there. He won't move. But if you keep up a fight and you battle him back, right? And there's one punch and another, and eventually someone's going to go, the battle will stop and one will leave. For same thing with our relationship with a shaytan. He keeps hitting you with waswas, waswas, waswas. The only way you're going to defend yourself and hit him back is bidhikrillah, with the worship. That's when his evil plotting becomes weak. Otherwise, he'll take over. He'll destroy you and he'll destroy this life and the hereafter for you. And that's why it's very important to understand that the most effective solution against the shaytan is that every time you fall into his trap, make a hasana straight after it. Yani, if you fell into his trap by sinning, or by missing an obligation, or by leaving out a sunnah that you regularly perform, make up for it the day after. If you backbite someone, fast tomorrow. If you miss an obligation, pray salat al-rawatib, the 12 raka'at, the next day for every of the salat. Yani, if you missed a ratiba in where you used to pray them, then make up for it somewhere in the night prayers before you sleep or after you wake up before Salat al-Fajr. Do something, do a hasana after it, and you're fighting a shaitan and you're fighting his waswasa. Wallahu alam.